This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Scotty really got me thinking there as he talked about, you know, the futile pursuit of happiness and how fleeting it is and what really gives him satisfaction in his golf career. Welcome back. Final hour of Ben and Woods here on a Wednesday. Final hour we've got Woods in this country.
Yes.
With us until next week, next Tuesday, when he's back from Manchester and Oasis. But what I wanted to ask both of you, because I know the answer for myself. If it's not happiness, what emotion are you chasing the most?
Ooh, that's a really good
love,
question.
Joy. Some people are thrill seekers. They want excitement. None of those are the answer for me.
Experience. Experience and peace. You know, and
peace.
Peace.
That's
is
a big
is,
one.
Peace is a
that's,
big one.
I was going to say comfort. So I put that in with peace.
Yeah. Okay. So we're kind of on the same lines because mine would be kind of relief.
Relief.
Yeah. Like if something's hanging over my head.
Yes.
The feeling of getting
Stroganoff.
Out from. No, not that kind of relief.
One final kill shot before I leave the country.
I mean, when you have something that you've been worried about, and whatever you when you get through it and you accomplish it successfully, that it's not necessarily happiness, but knowing that you got it done and the relief of having it behind you. I don't know. That's the one that I kind of look forward to the most. Getting through work,
but,
getting through your
but
day.
But it never ends,
your,
though. That,
it doesn't.
You're
it's just,
constantly
it's
chasing
you know,
that.
New goalposts every single day.
Every
that's
day.
That's life. But,
no,
you know.
You know, and it's funny. I thought about it when I answered experience. Because I'm look, at the end of the day, guys, I spent a lot of money on this trip for myself. It's very selfish behavior when you have kids and a family. Bar none. I'm fully admitting it. I'm leaving my family for 5 days to go. My wife is got to take care of the kids. Massively selfish. Massively. And
but you don't want to feel bad about that.
No,
and, your
I,
whole
and,
trip.
And she's not, she has not made me no. at all. She's been so supportive and rad through the whole thing. She's like, oh, I'm so excited for you. Like, that's a dream. But, you know, you do wrestle with that. And but when I said chasing experience, when my kids are older, I want that for them. I want them to go buy the ticket. You know, don't sit on it. If there's something you want to do, now you can't do every single thing you want to do when you want to do it. And believe it or not, I am a little bit discerning about some things. But like an example like this, I'm like, I want to experience this thing for sure. I want to experience this, and you know, I'll live with the minute amount of guilt that I feel.
You know, I think what Scotty was ultimately getting at is that life has to be about balance.
Yeah.
You can't be all about one thing, whether it's your career, whether it's your pursuit of your own goals. You'll never really find what you're looking for that way.
Yeah.
You have to be able to balance kind of everything. Steve in the chat says, peace of mind.
Yes.
That's a great way to phrase it.
No doubt.
It's looking for the peace of mind. You'll never get there completely. You'll never make all the right decisions, but I think you want to have that feeling like you're on the right track, that you are headed in the right direction, as Steve's put it, that peace of mind.
Yeah, and it comes in different forms, I think, for different people. Some people, you know, financial peace of mind is one thing. You know, peace of mind that everybody's taken care of. That stuff is invaluable. And I think, you know, while it did kind of make me sad hearing about Scotty or when he was talking, I think ultimately it's a really good thing because he's right. I mean, think about the fleeting, like, okay, Padres have never won a World Series, right? They're going to win the World Series. Manny Machado gets to celebrate. About 4 hours, and then you're like, all right, like he said, all right, what's for dinner? Where are we going? How are the kids? Is everything okay? What do we look like next year? And it's fun, and it's rad, and it's like to be able to celebrate that would be
great problem to have.
Great problem to have, but like, all right, now can you do it again? You know, do I need to chase this again? And you can see why guys that win a lot, that's why the greats are the greats, because one wasn't enough, two wasn't enough, three isn't enough. The Tom Brady's, the Jordans, the LeBrons, whatever, they're like not satisfied. I don't think that's healthy. I think it's great, but I don't think it's healthy.
How many of the greats have the balance that Scotty is looking for?
Like
Tiger?
Like almost
Tom Brady,
none of
Michael
them.
Jordan?
Right.
You don't really associate any of those three with having the great personal,
like
professional balance.
Correct.
I would say LeBron James, for a current player, seems like a pretty,
pretty good
dad, a really good dad, and
husband.
He seems present with the family. But it's hard to name anybody else that's on that level of superstardom and on the same level of being, you know, grounded and with their family. Like Kobe had it after his playing career, but not really during his playing career.
I'll tell you,
he just had to practice and work out and win.
I think I've said this before. We've had Jeff Perlman on the show many times.
Yep.
Jeff Perlman is doing something right now. He's an author. He wrote for Sports Illustrated for many years. He's wrote several books. I am beyond obsessed with his new podcast that he's doing, and I listened to one on Barry Bonds yesterday. It was about a 25-minute Barry Bonds, and it talks about being the greatest. Like, he's the greatest hitter I've ever seen. I think many people in the audience love him or hate him. He's the best I've ever seen in my time. He talks about at what cost, the sacrifice, the terrible human that he was, like terrible, terrible, terrible a-hole. Not only like aloof and standoffish, literally mean and vile and evil and vicious. Like the stories that Jeff tells, you're like, there's no way. There's no way he told that guy to go F himself when he was needing an autograph to raise for charity. Like there's no way. And it's all true, you know, and it's called the Press Box Chronicles. It is unbelievable content. I like what we do for a living. He smokes us, Ben. I mean, it is unbelievable.
He's one of the best sports writers out there
no
right
question.
Now, and he's a local guy. We've had him on the show plenty of times.
Bro.
I am working on getting him in. Like, I don't want it for, it's like not for a segment.
No, you
not
need
even
for
two. I'm like, bro, I need like minimum 2 hours.
Need 2 hours.
His story time with Jeff Perlman will be appointment listening.
He did
good.
I'm going to download like 40 of them for the flight. He told the story about John Rocker. He retold the story about Rocker because he wrote that article. Oh my God. I mean, it's the best content going, period, the end. But, you know, talking about Barry and being the best and at what cost, Andy Van Slyke, his teammate, said, quote, "We would rather lose without him than win with him." What kind of butthole do you have to be for them to say, "We'd rather you be gone and never win a game again"? You're the worst of the worst when your own team is like, "We don't want you." He was voted off the Arizona State baseball team. Almost unanimously, the coach called their bluff. He goes, "You guys don't want Barry here. Put it to a vote." Came back. They go, "All right, we voted him out." He goes, "Was it unanimous?" He goes, no, two guys said to keep him. He goes, oh, if it's not unanimous, we have to keep him. He called their bluff, and the guy, he caved. That's what a turd that guy was.
It's like, all right, we're going to do a family vote, but your mother and I are going to make the final decision.
I can overrule you
that's
at any
not
time.
How voting works.
That's not how voting
like
works.
Like you, Hannah, Bo, and Taylor,
yeah.
it's a four-person vote, except your guys' votes count for two.
Correct. So I'm going to sway it in my chance every time, but... Yeah, it's just those guys, man, that are the best at what they do. Many times they're searching for that thing, and it sounds like Scotty's not.
And I think that's so healthy. If you are driven and that is what you want to be your focus, it's your life. Make that choice. But remember the consequences for the other people. You know, do you have a family? Are you taking advantage of other people and your climb to where you want to get to be great? Or is it simply on your own? If that's what you want... Great. And then when you get there, are you finding the satisfaction or the happiness or the enjoyment that you thought you would? Or are you still the same miserable person?
Yeah.
Now just has some championships and some accomplishments, but you're fundamentally still the same miserable, unhappy person you were as you were making the climb.
Very existential discussion. And it was a very kind of unprompted 6-minute answer by Scotty Scheffler. And I think, you know, there are probably some people out there that were like, that's loser mentality. And I'm like, all right, I mean, you can think what you want. The guy wins like crazy. And I thought it was really, really good.
It's very easy to look at someone else's life and say, that would make me happy.
Correct.
That would make me happy.
Correct.
But I think the reality is that everybody's life comes with the same or at least similar challenges to find that satisfaction and happiness.
Yeah, no doubt. It's the getting to number one, and then he's like, all right, well, what's the point? You know, it's like, well, the point is this is what you've been working your butt off for your entire life. But, I think it's a really healthy perspective from Scotty. I thought that was really good audio. Really good stuff.
It's nice to be heralded by other people for your accomplishments.
Sure.
Feels good when... Tier one, say how much they love the show. It feels good when the ratings are good and we're doing well. But ultimately, does it define you, Woods, as a person? Does it define me or Paul as a person?
It used to. I think it used to. And then, the older I get, I don't say the less I care, but the less it
The problem is that when it does, when that's what you're chasing, and I think a lot of us think... Scotty probably, I want to be a top golfer because I'm going to win a bunch of tournaments.
People win a lot of money.
Love me and say I'm a great golfer and win a lot of money. But ultimately, when you let other people dictate whether you're doing a good job with your life. Yeah. Ben's doing a good job. He's good at what he does. He's doing a good job. That means you're letting the critics also define you. You can't, if you let other people define you, then everyone's going to define you.
Right.
You can't escape that.
Right. You got to be comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's good stuff, man. Love Scotty Scheffler, and he's a boring champion. I'm going to say that. He always has been a boring champion, but he's a very centered champion.
Honestly, he may be more boring than I am.
He might be. You know what? Based on recent events and trips we've taken together, he is more boring than you. There is no question.
And somehow he got arrested at the PGA Championship last year, which was wild.
Is that next in the cards for you?
It's wild.
You in handcuffs, in that sense, would be...
I kind of need to see it.
It would actually break my heart to see Ben scared and having to go and get booked for something dumb.
Yeah.
Knowing he's only going to be in there a couple hours. The thought of him riding in the back of that cop car going, this is it. It's over.
I mean, what was Scotty thinking? I mean, think about that.
I got a Jersey Mike's here.
Think about the most successful, boring person you can imagine.
You're in the cop car going, oh, look at that. Dutch Brothers. Crazy. Oh, look at that.
Pacific Coast Highway.
Peace.
I mean, he didn't know how it would turn out, where it ended up. Everyone's going like, yeah, cops made a giant mistake, and we're sorry, Scotty. We apologize.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
He had to go to jail.
He might have thought, what if I actually did something wrong, and I'm going to prison for the next 5 years?
Right.
Someone who's never really done anything wrong in his life, and he's going like, I was just trying to get to work. I really didn't know what was going on.
What did he do again? He, like, cut around
He had two different... He was trying to get to the tournament. There was an accident. The road was blocked. He was trying to get to his tee time. And one cop was telling him to go one way. Yeah. And another cop was telling him to go another way. And he couldn't follow both of them. And when he started going the other way, the one cop who was, like, defying tried to grab onto his car and got, like, dragged along.
That's right. Yeah, he thought he... Assault.
Yeah.
Assault of a police officer. 100%. Elisa says... She said, where'd she say? Oh, Ben's been in handcuffs before. I'd bet my life on it. I'm with you. I agree fully, but not in the back seat of a police car. 100%.
Adam says it would make major headlines here in San Diego if Ben was arrested. I'd be horrified. You, like, Channel 10 would have to report on me?
You with the black eye and your, you know, in handcuffs.
Mugshot.
Yeah, the mugshot.
Oh, that would do wonders on our merch store, though.
It would. Oh, God, the mugshot picture? We need to do a fake one, actually. Let me blacken your eye real quick, just for the picture. I think it would be great. Yeah, it's really fascinating stuff.
All right, we got a couple more segments left, including a surprise for Woods and a Rindle report still ahead. Don't go away. Ben Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
One thing you do not want to do during the summer is have to drive an hour into the hottest parts of San Diego just to play cards. Why would you go that far when you can make a very short drive down the 5 freeway to Chula Vista to find 7 Mile Casino right there on the west side, Bay Boulevard, overlooking San Diego Bay?
That's right, man. Just 7 minutes from our beloved Petco Park. And yeah, it's on the break right now. Good time to get down there, play some cards, some California style blackjack, some Texas Hold'em, some pie gal, some baccarat. They got it all for you. Great food too.
And it's available 24/7. The 24/7 players menu, one of the few spots in San Diego where you can get a meal any time of the day. I always think about the overnight shifters getting off, you know, 5, 6 a.m. Don't want to go right to bed. You can go to 7 Mile Casino, have dinner, play some cards, and then, you know, go on with your day. It is open 24/7. Sammy's has got those great options, or you can enjoy their patio or their weekend brunch Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., best in the South County. Check it out this weekend at Sammy's at 7 Mile, just 7 minutes from downtown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thinking about Padres players whose vacation is already coming to an end. It goes real fast.
It does.
I mean, it's Wednesday.
Yep.
They were off since Sunday afternoon, but tomorrow, I imagine they got to meet at Petco Park, get on a bus, get on a plane for Lindbergh Field, and then fly over to Washington, D.C. to open a three-game series against the Nationals. So they're kind of wrapping it up today and going, okay, we got a couple more months here to get to the end. Hopefully like three more months if everything goes really, really well. But
the five All-Stars, they just chilling on the East Coast?
Yes.
Right?
Right?
Like, yeah, hey, let's take a quick flight down to Florida or something.
Yeah,
like,
go to Miami.
Family vacation for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Because that's a much, you don't want it. You're not flying to Atlanta.
That's a good point.
Flying back to San Diego.
No.
Then flying back to D.C. all within like 5 days.
24-hour period. Yeah.
Yeah.
Find somewhere comfortable down there for a day and a half.
Hey, babe, let's go to D.C. and do some sightseeing while we're here. Seeing as how we play the Nationals next.
All right, kids, we're going to hang out in Atlanta.
Hotlanta, yes. I mean, you want to keep it as easy as you can. 66 games to go on the regular season. Every one of them is going to be excruciating. Strap in. It's coming.
And then the Padres will continue their road trip. It's a 10-game trip, right, to start the second half. So we won't see them at home.
They're not here until the 28th or something?
Yeah, near the end of July before we see them again. So, they go three for the Washington Nationals, and then three in Miami against the Marlins, St. Louis.
So they're in Atlanta. Well, the All-Stars are. But the guys go up to D.C.
Back down.
Down to Miami.
And then Midwest to St. Louis.
Okay. All right. That's not ideal, but you do what you got to do in the course of a baseball season. 10-game road trip. All right. 5-5.
No days off all the way through.
Actually, 7-3 is what you need.
7-3 would be a terrific start.
No doubt. Those are two good teams and one that's playing better than they should in the Marlins. But you can handle them.
That's the thing. You want to continue to beat up on the below 500 teams, which you can do in the first two series.
Correct.
But the important one, the really big one, four against the Cardinals, team that is fighting for one of those wild card spots. So you want to make sure you get at least two of those.
God, I wish we were playing them first.
Just kind of get it out of the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you build up a little cushion and you can win four or five of the first six, and then, you know, then all you have to do is split in St. Louis. You have a really good, really good road trip at that point.
Amazing.
But, yeah, you know, starts Friday, 3:45, first pitch here in San Diego against the Washington Nationals. I have not seen any of the pitching matchups yet for the series. So, all right, we've got a little bit of a surprise.
Come
on in. Oh, welcome.
Look at you guys.
We got Chef Phil from the San Diego Padres.
We got a fan here.
And Chris Connolly, vice president with the San Diego Padres, who wanted to present a little birthday gift for Woods. He talks about it incessantly.
Come on.
On the air, his favorite new menu item at Petco Park. And you can't have a birthday celebration without some sort of dessert. And it's a little early for a birthday cake or a pie. So, Woods, show everybody what you got. It's not just the little helmet. We've got the big helmet full of the banana
candles,
pudding with the vanilla wafer cookies.
It's unbelievable.
The candles. Did we light the candles, or are we just going to put them in for
I'll
decoration?
Just
blow it out. Blow out the candles.
No, we did it. It's theater of the mind. It's radio. Yeah.
You always talk about a trough of banana
this
pudding.
This is a trough,
that's
truly.
A big trough.
Mm-hmm. Man, you guys, what you created here. We were in Philly, and when we went to Reading Central Market, there was this big, famous banana pudding place, right? And, you got to try their banana pudding. It's like reviewed. So I got some. I love banana pudding. I took a bite. I go, it's not as good. It's not even close. What you guys have made.
That's the first thing he said. I go,
it is.
It was voted like the best dessert in all of Philadelphia. Yeah. And he goes, not even close to the one at Petco
Park. It's not even close. Chef Phil.
Here we go, San Diego.
It's incredible.
So without giving out too many secrets, what's the recipe behind the banana pudding?
Can't give out too much.
Don't give me your secret, but give me the recipe.
Yeah.
A little hazelnut dust on the top, and that's all I could really say after that.
Okay.
No, it's definitely a great item. It's something that we didn't expect this season.
Well, the crazy thing is I've gone, you know, when I go to the games, so now I know where to go to get it. I know I need to be there about 2 hours before first pitch. I mean, as soon as they let you in the door, walk in to Seaside, you see people, and there's a case. And it's like, whatever's in the case is what we have. I mean, and every single person's like, give me that one. I'll take banana pudding. Banana pudding. And I'm sitting there, like, biting my nails. So I'm like, doing the math. I'm like, there's 14 left. There's 12 people in line. I think I'm good every time. It is just spectacular. And I have not had one person, because I've been overselling it like crazy. Not overselling, I've been selling it. Not one person. Some people are like, dude, I know you. You embellish things. Then I tried it, and it brought me to my knees. I said, it is really, really an elite, elite dessert. You crushed it.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're not charging enough for it. I mean, it's expensive, but you're not charging enough. You could charge double, and I would pay it because it's
people
that
in the chat are very jealous of Woods right now.
Happy birthday!
Man, thank you guys so much, man. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I'm going to get a bite of that stuff.
Such an incredible.
Chef Phil with the Padres is here, brought in along with Chris Connolly of the Padres. So, has the banana pudding been the best received new item, or what other?
It's
what
got,
are the things?
It's got the most hype right now.
Okay.
You're welcome, everybody. Jeez, yeah, it's so good.
What about that Baja lobster roll?
That's kind of fantastic.
The lobster roll is trending. It's trending. You know, you're on social media. You're on different platforms. You see a lot of influencers getting some content on it, and it's great. You know, we got a new Santa Maria grill out there in Power Alley at the Pacifico Market, and we're doing some live wood fire cooking, lobster tails, brioche bun, San Diego Sun. What more can you ask for?
That's another one, Woods, where they're going to get the lobster tail before the game even starts.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the pudding.
Yeah, they're not trying to get it out. Get what you want, and it's definitely worth the wait. It's worth the money. It's worth all of it.
So that's a thing. We were just talking about Scotty Scheffler and finding satisfaction. Chef Phil, as I mean, how do you define success? Because now there's bloggers all the time, and you'll see them. They'll film themselves eating the latest menu item. I'm at Petco Park, and I got the banana pudding here, and they'll give you their reviews. You must see some of those sometimes.
I do. It takes a lot of, you know, brain work. We got a great culinary team, great front of the house team, and you know what can I say? We're all foodies. Yep. You know, we do a lot of R&D. We see what's trending out there, things that the fans are relatable to, and what represents San Diego well.
I mean,
so I got to give it up to the team on this one.
I didn't know. I mean, you know, when I think San Diego, I don't think banana pudding, but I do now. I absolutely do now. I think you put us on the banana pudding map in the country, because I had a buddy who's a Dodger fan, and he texts me. He's like, "I'm going to Petco," and I said, first of all, tell me you're not in full gear. He goes, no, I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to wear full gear. The Dodgers aren't playing. He goes, what do I need to get? I go get the banana pudding. I said, it will make you weak. About 3 hours later, he texts me. He goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. He goes, I still have some left in my mustache. It gets so, so good. You guys knocked it out of the park with this thing. And we need to go to break in about a minute so that I can go get the spoon.
Start eating. Let's see. Lobster rolls, delicious. It's posted up down low. A lot of people talking about the Berea egg rolls. Are those still
Berea egg rolls. Yeah. They started in the draft last season, and now they're widespread throughout the concessions area, our in-seat locations, too. So those are still trending around the ballpark as well.
Are you going to get spoons? Oh, he's got a spoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, both of you.
Does this give you satisfaction to watch somebody eat one of your creations?
Oh, there you go. Take big. You're not on camera, Woods. Everyone wants to see you on camera enjoying.
We're going
to
get him a refrigerated carry-on.
I'll take another bite.
Yeah, can you get through that TSA? Because I don't know that you'll be done with it by the time you get on your flight this afternoon.
This is unreal. It's just unreal, all of it. Thank you so much. And
Happy birthday for having us down.
It's the vat of banana pudding that I have been dreaming of.
Thank you, both of you, Chris, Chef Phil, and the Padres, and Eric Grubner, for making Woodsy's birthday a little more special.
Thank you guys so much. It means the world.
Thank you.
All right, we will take one last time out. We'll let Woodsy enjoy some of the banana pudding during the break. Paulie's got some headlines for the Rondle Report to wrap up the show and wrap up Woodsy's final show before his trip to Manchester, England. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, slight delay in my banana pudding eating, but I wanted to tell you about the great people over at Sedano Ford. As you guys know, I've told you before, my grandfather worked the Ford factory in Detroit. Ford builds it better. The blue oval is not just a logo, it's a legacy. Right now, honoring that legacy with their hot summer sale. Got a buck? Get a truck. You can lease the all-electric 2025 Ford F-150 Lightning XLT. Just a dollar down, $327 a month. It's built tough. Loaded, smart tech, ready to work or cruise silently along the street. Need classic Ford power? The F-150 STX Super Crew is ready to haul, tow, conquer your weekend. Just $239 a month. Or check out that amazing 2025 Bronco Big Ben. It is ready to go this summer, just $215 a month. From local and veteran-owned Sedano Ford in La Mesa, going to give you great customer service, great deal every time. For more details on these offers, again, go to SedanoFord.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views. Waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't thank you guys enough for all of the birthday celebrations. You guys, Benny, Paulie, very special. Thank you. And the Tier 1s.
You deserve it, buddy. Nice.
Thank you, guys. I love you. Don't make me cry, damn. That's Champagne Supernova in the background. I'm like, oh, my God. I'll lose it.
Now you can start planning my 50th birthday.
Your 50th?
No, I don't want anything. Don't make a big deal.
Shut your pie
hole. I don't want any attention.
We may lose our FCC license on your 50th birthday. That's all I'm going to say.
See these windows behind me? They will be foiled and blacked out that day.
That show will not go out on YouTube.
Don't make me dread my 50th birthday, please.
Even the thought of you dreading it and being anxious about it, it's good enough.
I'm already thinking of the relief and peace of mind I will get after it's over and I don't have to stress about it anymore.
You know we're going to do it right. You know we are going to do it right. We forgot your birthday that year. It's one of the... I was thinking about it this morning, driving in. It's one of the... Simultaneously, one of the best and worst days of our career. Like, it was
awful.
It's such a crappy, terrible thing that we did, Paulie. But I'll never forget him looking at me, about to do a tease, and go, well...
It was about 8:15.
It was about 8:15. 2 hours and 15 minutes goes, and he looks and he goes, coming up next, I've got something to bring up, but I don't know if it's going to be awkward or not. And what the hell is he talking about? Why is he going out on a limb here?
And then he went to a live read for like SD Fat Loss.
Yeah.
Because you and I were both looking at each other like, what the F is he talking about?
What is he doing?
And then I called you over while he was still talking doing his live read. And I go, is it his effing birthday today?
It's his birthday.
I
hate it.
I felt lower than
low.
I felt so bad.
I didn't want you to feel bad. I had no intention.
I know you
of
didn't,
you to
but
feel
I
bad.
Trust me. I felt so bad.
And I still feel bad about it.
I did.
So now that means that we have to go bigger. The production.
What
needs
does
to
it
be
really
bigger.
Mean? It's just another trip
day.
Around the sun. I mean, you know, it's just every day is just another day. It's to be celebrated.
For guys like you, that's probably the case. For guys like me who never thought they would see 50 is a little bit different. You knew you were hitting 50. You know you're hitting 80. You know you're going to be playing golf well into your 80s. I don't feel the same way. So I think it's a little bit different. But yeah, we're going to have some fun. As soon as
Rod says, sounds like a member stream kind of show. for my birthday. I don't know. We got to make it for everyone.
I don't think YouTube's not going to be okay with what we got planned.
But hopefully, what day does his birthday fall on, Paulie? It's November 3rd, obviously. November 3rd.
Let me just go right to November 3rd because that's when his birthday is. Oh, would you look at that? It's a Monday.
Monday! Oh, that means we have the whole weekend. We can come in over the weekend. We can set up the milking table. We can do all the stuff that we need to do. We can do all of it. Get the chains, the whips, the candles lit.
The swings.
Oh my God. Get all the batteries replaced. We are set. Ben comes in, he's strapped to a wheel. What is going on?
Good morning, San Diego.
I just spit him. Incredible. I can't wait.
Or if you just want to re-gift me something, that's fine too.
Here, I've got some banana pudding that I'd like you to have. I can't eat. I mean, it's so huge.
It is not. This isn't the novelty size helmet.
No, that's like the special trough.
This is a real helmet of pudding.
It is so elite, man. Oh, it's good.
All right, we're going to check traffic when we come back.
Have you gotten the shirt yet?
No, I have not.
We got to get you the shirt.
I got to get the shirt for sure. The banana pudding shirt.
We will get the headlines for Paulie's Rondle Report to wrap things up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rondle Report with Paul Rondle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rondle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Wednesday, gentlemen.
You too, buddy.
Happy early birthday again to Woodsy.
Thank you, pal.
Where to start here? Let's start in Major League Baseball. Had an interesting answer to a question from Pete Alonso.
I've grown. He's grown on me.
He has.
I didn't like him years ago, and he
used to think of him along the lines of Max Muncy, and now you've kind of changed your tune a little bit.
He's really grown on me.
He's not a bad guy.
Not at all. He's a total hardo, but he's so harmless and he's so earnest, and I like that about him. And I feel like you would really like to play with him. I feel like he'd be a really good teammate. Like, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah,
you good? And you're like, yeah, I'm good. Pete, how are you, man? I pictured him as like the old uncle smoking a cigarette, working on his car, like drinking a Natty Light. But now I feel like he's just a good dude.
I still don't know how I feel about the media day, whether it's the Super Bowl, the All-Star game, whatever, where... Like, not fans, but anybody can get in there and ask. They ask the ridiculous questions. You see it all the time, especially on, like, Super Bowl media days. I can't stand it anymore. But somebody did ask Pete Alonso if you could change anything about the game of baseball, what would it be? Here is what the polar bear had to say.
If there's one rule I could change, I don't think people should get ejected after charging them out or fighting. So I think it should be hockey style. So no teams, no nothing, because that's when people can like seriously get hurt. So I think there's a rule. If you want to go out and charge them out, then you should be able to. But if the pitcher or hitter or whoever charges, and if they don't want to fight, they take a knee, and then they don't have to fight. But if someone charges them out,
it's kind of hard to hear him with all the noise. He's holding a mini microphone that did not work. He's saying, I don't think you should be ejected for charging the mound.
Okay.
Let them fight one-on-one like the NHL, like you see it in hockey. If the pitcher does not want to fight, like maybe it truly did slip away and he's like, I don't want the smoke, take a knee and you cannot be touched.
Who is the pitcher that is going to take it? You're like, I'm dead. I'm getting my ass kicked here. If I take
taking
a knee,
looks even worse.
That looks way worse.
I'd rather get my ass kicked.
It's coming
take
out
a knee.
Hot, and all you do is you go down like you're proposing
knee.
Nope, I pass on this confrontation.
Wow.
Yeah, little far fetched. We were talking about
we've been talking about far fetched.
Could they implement the swing off in Major League Baseball? Could they implement? Would you want to see fighting in baseball like you see in hockey?
You've never really seen a pitcher charge a batter before. I mean, Nolan Ryan. I might have thought about it, but when Robin Ventura came after him, he didn't need to go after him. Robin came to him. So are we saying now that batters have, at least under Pete's rules, carte blanche to charge whoever they want, as long as they respect the rule of the knee.
But the pitchers have carte blanche. They are the ones holding the weapon.
Right.
Right? They have carte blanche to throw at guys whenever they want to. And I know that balls get away. Of course they do.
But a batter's never let go of his bat mid-swing to throw it at the pitcher.
Yes. Well, Manny Machado did it. Not at the pitcher, but he threw it, slung his bat down at Josh Donaldson, which, by the way, I'm in favor of. Anytime you can throw a bat at Josh Donaldson, I think that's a good day in the big leagues. Anytime. That guy was a P-R-I-C-K. And I think, but you have seen, there's been instances before of guys like throwing bats and stuff. There's been karate kicks. There's been all kinds of stuff between the pitcher and the the hitter. So I do think I'm not a big proponent of violence in that sense, but I mean,
there's very little fighting in hockey anymore.
Yeah,
you know, it really.
And it's weird how they've kind of perfected it. Like, it's like a respect thing.
Oh, and also, as the question has moved, says Manny also threw that laser at Dave Roberts in the playoffs.
Almost killed him.
Can't forget about that.
Yeah.
There is a phenomenon. Sports has become such big business and so professional that all the people who are now in sports were trained that way coming up as well. And it's maybe less emotional and more clinical than it used to be.
Yeah, more business-like.
You know, people don't get in a fight necessarily, you know, because of their profession.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they get it because of their emotions.
For sure. I mean, tell, you know, guys like Flan, you know, back in the day, like, Flan was like, man, I make like $35,000 a year. This guy's going to knock me out, and I can't, like, I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after your whole family. Many people would say that was better back then. You can think whatever you want, but we all still like a little dust up, certainly, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's always, even, you know, I will say this.
Is your reaction not every single time like, oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I will say the rule change that they need to implement, because that's ridiculous. It's never going to happen. No more bullpens. Bullpens stay out. Bullpens do not run onto the field. Bullpens got to stay there.
They should
There's
fight
no
each
point
other
of them
in
running
field.
Down anyway.
Yeah, you guys want to meet in center field and brawl? Go ahead.
There's nothing funnier in professional sports than when there's a brawl, a bench clearing brawl in baseball, and the bullpen's running.
By definition, none of them had anything to do with anything that happened up to that point.
Other than the uniform. That's right. All that they have. But I do think. I do think keep the bullpens there. Yeah, Adam says that 84 brawl, one of the most played clips every year. Truly a highlight, a career highlight for me was listening to some of the guys involved in it talk about how it went down. Ben moderating it at Fantasy Camp. Top five moment in sports media for me, listening to that, watching it on the big screen, having them take you by play. It's invaluable. It was so good.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll always remember that.
Always.
All right, well, speaking of fighting, we've got some interesting developments in the sports media landscape between Shaquille O'Neal and RG3.
I saw this, man.
And I don't want to get too far into the context about it because what happened is Shaq and Angel Reese are very tight.
Yes.
He has looked after her like a daughter of his for like the majority of her life. They both went to LSU. They love each other. Angel Reese rubs people the wrong way at times. RG3... Robert Griffin III seems to have an issue with Angel Reese. Okay. And recently, a few days ago, I did like dig this up. RG3 did not post and like himself the racist comment. But he did somebody else, a troll online, made a very racist graphic and comment towards Angel Reese. That was then deleted or removed by the website, but RG3 had a screenshot of it. Posted the screenshot, which the screenshots live forever.
Correct.
And was like, hey guys, I know we all have our differences. Nobody should do this. Don't ever say this. You shouldn't.
So he amplified it.
Amplified it by kind of taking the high road of like, we shouldn't be doing this, guys. But by amplifying it, somebody was like, bro, like 40 people saw it.
And now
that you've screenshotted and posted it, a million people have seen it, and now it's a thing. Shaq's fed up with RG3. Now, before I play this clip,
I don't want Shaq on my bad side.
No, I don't think you do.
I don't want to be on his bad side. No. I mean,
RG3 works for ESPN. Shaquille O'Neal, about to be an ESPN employee the upcoming NBA season with Inside the NBA moving to ESPN. So here's what Shaq had to say about RG3 and Angel Reese in this whole situation.
Speaking of man, RG3, tweet another monkey post about my girl Angel Reese. I'm punching your face.
Oh, wow.
Okay? It's enough. Like, I don't usually do stuff like this, but just stop it, bro. You got your job. You got your podcast. Leave my Angel Reese alone. I'm the one calling her and telling her not to respond. Stop it. That's the last time. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
It's not real hate. If you look around what's going on in this real country, that's hate. This is sports. I'm not supposed to like you. It's a shame that all the stuff you did in your life, you're going to be remembered for your podcast. You're going to be remembered for your podcast. That should tell you you're not that great. I don't want to be remembered for Shaq's Bit podcast. I do not. Like, leave those girls alone. You already spoke on it. Let it go. So what? He hates us. So what? I hate you now.
God.
We're messing with her. Now what? Say something about me. But she's not going to respond because I'm the one calling her and be like, baby, keep it classy. Because she's not soft by any means. You're from the streets. But I'm like, you're beautiful. Don't indulge with these fools because he's a fool.
Mm-hmm. Scared to death.
Challenge is out.
Is he? He's at ESPN too? RG3?
Yeah, he's been there for a while.
Yeah, somebody said I thought he was no longer. I thought
they kind of phased him out. I don't know if he's still technically an employee.
Yeah, he just kind of slowly disappeared. I'm not sure.
They phased him out. He started doing, instead of the studio shows, he would check in from the home office like once a week. He's been phased out a little bit, but yeah, if you see any.
If I'm RG3, I'm like, all right.
Like, that's not who you want coming after you. All right, and then finally, we can wrap it up here with a little Hollywood news. 2025 Emmy nominations were out yesterday, and my first thing that I noticed when I was going through some of the nominations was, my God, I have at least seen or heard of every single TV show nominated for the Emmys. Whereas the Oscars,
one out of eight.
There'll be like six for Best Picture, and I'm like, I think I've heard of one of those.
Moonlight, Sunshine. Right? What? What is that?
The biggest takeaways, there is a few takeaways. I think the first one that everybody noticed is, what happened to the Righteous Gemstones? They didn't get any nominations, like, at all.
Danny McBride, it must be blackballed.
Were they eligible, or did they go too long between the seasons?
No, they were eligible.
Be eligible next year.
I think they were eligible.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because Walton Goggins got nominated for his role. The other one that always gets me, dude, is the Bear being nominated as a comedy. I don't know that I've ever laughed once watching The Bear. It more go the other way.
It's technically, it's a dark comedy, I think they call it, is like what it's
the darkest. Have you ever laughed at The Bear?
I mean, maybe a chuckle.
A chuckle.
Cousin makes me laugh.
Cousin makes me laugh. But I mean, and Oliver Platt, who's great. Yeah. Unk makes me laugh. Yeah. But man, it is like the dark show.
I think the takeaway here is there's just too much TV.
Oh,
to watch.
There's
too much good TV.
There's too much good TV, but I'm out. I'm out of
show. Are you out?
I'm out.
How can you be out?
Because I am very discerning when it comes to it. I don't watch everything, you know, like you guys. But it's hard for me to find shows I like.
One of my favorite shows of the year, The Studio on Apple TV Plus, Seth Rogen,
Aaron
Holtz, Kevin Hare.
It's so funny.
It's really, really good. I wasn't sure what to expect. I didn't actually have very high hopes for it. It was fantastic. And they pretty much, every actor, supporting actor, actress, they all got nominated.
Yeah.
The Bear did really well. Hacks did well. White Lotus, The Pitt. There's a lot of good shows out there right now.
There's a lot. I've seen most of them. The Pitt, it just looks like ER Junior, so I don't know that I'm going to...
It's really good.
With Noah Wiley, too, right? ER?
Yeah, yeah. Give it a chance, though. It's really good.
Well, I got 16 hours to kill, so maybe now's the time.
Dude, have the most fun.
Thank you. I love you guys so much.
Have a great time. Hopefully, we'll hear from you on Friday.
We will.
Woods will be back, though, in studio on Tuesday. Matty Janelle is going to sit in with us tomorrow. Lots of Padres talk. Maybe a little golf talk and more. Should be a good show, though. Happy 50th birthday
to
Stephen Woods.
Love you so much.
Rindle, Woodsy, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.